The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 816. It's the Weekend Podcast, and joining me, mobile, on the move, is Peter.
Yeah. Hello.
Where are you, Pete?
I'm on the M4.
Why are you saying that twice? Were you on the M8?
Yeah.
I'm on the M4. I'm on the M4. You're very quiet. Is there any way of getting closer to the don't worry about driving. I know you're 120 miles an hour, but just put your head close to the phone there. Is it? Oh yeah. You're doing 120 miles an hour and you're not hands free. Is that right, Pete? What the heck is going on? Anyway, luckily I've got Steve to fill the gap. Is it right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm good.
Is this gonna work? I don't know. It's hard enough anyway. Just when you're generally on normal mics, when you are doing 120 miles an hour on the M4 and you're not hands free, you're breaking two laws there essentially, and we've got delay and you're breaking up, then it's even harder. Peter! Anyway, Steve, how's your week been, fella?
It's all right, yeah. Had a little look at our stocks this week. Keeping an eye on them, but looking at more than I normally do. Yeah, still quite depressing, really. I'm just not doing very well at all.
Yeah, it is quite depressing. At the moment...
But, as you said, it's that time of year, isn't it, hopefully? I'm hoping maybe later on in the year, after the summer, it'll pick up again. But I got a few bad eggs in my... portfolio now.
Why are you buying eggs?
Well,
buy stocks, not eggs. That's the trouble. If you're buying bad eggs, if you buy eggs, after a while they will go bad.
This is what happens.
What are the bad eggs? Tell me.
So probably the ones recently is T-Pop. Obviously, that was one which was potentially to be a good one. It's now turned into a sour apple.
Is it bad egg or sour apple?
Both.
You're liking your food analogies here, Steve, aren't you?
Well, I'm just keeping it fresh. I'm not saying the same thing over again.
Yeah.
It's got that one. As you know, with YOLO, that's not looking good. And Alas, that's just gone down even more. It's just, as you said, potentially long-term, but are they going to recover? And it's just it's just dragging my whole portfolio down at the moment. The only one that seems to be holding it up at the moment is Asia Met.
Yeah. Well, it's not far out from some major news, I believe, there. It's on Bootong license and maybe some kind of corporate action. But, good news up this week. I spoke to the guys, Tony and Peter Bird. Tony and the Bird. And Tony and the Bird. Peter, are you there yet? Peter's gone. He's like, I hope he hasn't crashed. I don't want to joke about it. Why is it still showing up? Let's add Pete Hibbert. Add people. Pete Hibbert. Yes.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Straight away we hear.
There's no disguising when you disappear, Pete.
Yeah.
Damn.
We were just talking about Steve's got some bad eggs in his portfolio, and he's got some rotten apples in there as well.
Sour grapes.
He got some sour grapes. And the thing is, due to his bad eggs and rotten apples, he's got sour grapes. So
we've got sour apples and rotten grapes.
Yeah, but we it's sort of got the same story. T-Pop, I don't know what's going on. They're gonna have to bring their cash burn down, and they're gonna have to, hopefully, like I said, it sounds promising. The growth is going up, but the cash burn is not impressive, so I need to bring that down. And that's one of his bad eggs. Was that a bad egg or was that a rotten apple, Steve?
Rotten apple, that one.
Well, yeah. To be honest, what would you prefer? What's worse, a bad egg or a rotten apple? If you had a choice between buying a stock that's a bad egg or rotten apple, what would you go for?
I'd go for the rotten apple because it's less likely to smell.
Yeah, okay.
And linger.
Yeah. The thing is, none of them suggest they can be revitalised, do they, really? Bad eggs or rotten apples. They're all...
I thought about the stocks then. I was like, oh, great, thanks for that.
I know. So hopefully it's not an accurate analogy. But yeah, I suppose even with a bad egg, you've just got to throw it out. With a rotten apple, I suppose you can do. Can you do something with it? I suppose you can. Is it useful
plant
in some way?
Make a new tree.
Yeah, exactly. What about an egg? You could plant an egg, can't you? Get a new hen.
Grow a new chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think stocks there. We've managed to pick them at a low. So Andlas the same. I think, you know, it's got the potential there. We need to see further news coming out. And also, you know, in Indonesia, things are shut down. It's obviously predominantly a Muslim-based country. And so things shut down over Ramadan ding-dong, you know? Ramadan ding-dong. And
what was the other news I heard this week? Oh, yeah, that's right. Big Sofa's not doing as well as we thought, which obviously...
Steve, this is just literally a convoy of bad news.
Yeah. So it's I'm kind of regretting ever getting into shares. I'm not going to lie, because it's just lost me a lot of money, which is not really what it's supposed to do, is it?
No, but you should have gone into dividend paying stocks, really, Steve. What do you
Thanks,
think, Pete?
That.
No. Listen, these all bounce. Oh, Pete's gone again. Woof. Now listen, they'll bounce back. Honestly, they will bounce back, and it's just that's where people get it wrong. They sell sometimes too early or too late, I think you're in there. There's potential for here comes Pete again.
Hello.
It's going to get tedious.
Just passing through.
It's going to get very tedious. It's already tedious. Yes. Pete just driving past at 80 miles an hour. Going, hello. And then just leaving.
It's coming from Steve.
You should have just waited until you got to Cardiff, and you could have done it from here then. Yeah. At Stevie Studios.
Why did you do that, Peter?
I'm going to see people.
You didn't want to see me, did you?
Who are you going out with tonight?
I see Jeff, who just climbed Everest, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder if he'll be like after, you know, when I did the marathon. I know Everest is probably a bigger thing, but the marathon
you
I
think?
Did... Not really, because pretty much as many people have got Everest as have run a marathon.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sure.
I just, after the New York Marathon, I just finished it and thought, I'm never doing that again. What was the point of that? What was the point? I can get a cab or a tube or a bus 26 miles. You don't have to, you know, modern day technology means you don't have to do that much distance. There's no point. Honestly, yes, I keep fit. I don't think the body's meant to do that on roads, run for 26 miles non-stop. You know, naturally, if you want to, if before the time we had transport, even then, you wouldn't have run 26 miles. You know, you'd run for a couple of miles, stopped, breathe, have a rest, walk. You know, just ridiculous, and probably messed up my knee for life.
Yeah.
So I don't understand though. I think people would be a fake. They're running over the line with their arms in the air, going yes, and you know, almost relief. And I just thought, I'm never going to do that again in my life. Pointless.
Yeah.
And it didn't help.
Yeah,
that
I ran.
Go on.
I run London Marathon, and I had that same kind of. I can't quite like everyone else seems to buy in and love it all and have an amazing experience. I was just like, well, that was a long way to run, wasn't it? You know, it was like, yeah, not doing that again.
Yeah, do you feel like people are like, you know, I mean, generally, like sheep, and they do things because other people are doing it. And then also they have to express, you know, optimism and euphoria because other people are doing it. When actually it's quite nice to be dishonest and say, what? Pointless. Absolutely pointless.
Do you know what? Funny you say that, because I've just got into running, and so I'm starting to do more and more of that. And everyone's, oh, you should be doing the half marathon next. I'm like, I've got no interest in doing that whatsoever. That's just a little bit too far. I enjoy a little run, a couple of miles, makes me feel good. I get back to work. Don't want to be running more than that.
Yeah. I know. I got sucked into that a little bit. I did a couple of half marathons, and it wasn't too bad half marathons, though, because it's almost practical. It does take a bit of time. You can do the practice. But, you know, because it's an hour and a... Well, I did it an hour and 20, I think. But when you're doing a marathon, or hour and 28, I think,
you did an hour and 20.
I did an hour, that was 10 miles. That was 10 miles, sorry. That was the Great South one. For 13 miles, I did 1:41. So, I stopped for a wee.
Well done. How long did that take you?
Great North Run. Great start there. Because you're sitting there, saying, you know, you hydrate yourself. I hydrate myself. Started, go. And all of a sudden, I was just dying for a wee half a mile down the course. So I had to pull in and go for a wee. So, you know, that's like a minute, isn't it? So pretty... sub 140 we're talking here, you know, excluding wee-wee.
that's good. How long did the wee-wee take?
Well, I said about a minute, you know, 7 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, like a horse. I literally, gallons coming out there. And everyone passed me at the start there, and I just got caught up. But no, I didn't feel too bad about that, because it's manageable to practice that. And like I said, hour and 40 minutes is done. Whereas the marathon's 3 hours, you've got to practice running for 3 hours or 2.5 hours, and you, in night times and evenings, you can't. It's hard work, that, you know?
Yeah.
Pointless.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pointless. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you are training for a marathon, just stop. It's pointless. Absolutely pointless. I mean, you know, going out of an evening thinking it'll be worth it when I cross that line. No, it won't. It won't. Just stop it now. Just do normal runs, 5 miles maximum, pretty much. And just keep fit. That's all you need to do.
Give some money to the charity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's lovely. And don't bother with running.
Yeah, let me let you into a secret. If you say you're running for charity, I'm running for charity, they don't care how they get the money.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care that you've sweated blood and tears to get money. All they want is the money. That's the most important thing. You know, if you think they really care, then why not just wring out your pants and your top and your shorts, fill a bucket full of sweat as well as coins, and give that to them and see what they really appreciate. They don't care. Just give them the cash, you know? And some people, that would be raised as much as 20 quid or something, isn't it? They just do it anyway. I think it was ridiculous. Just give 20 quid. Anyway, we haven't finished. We're recording this on a Friday. It's my squeeze is powering to like previous highs. It's almost 6 pence there, which is nice. Are you guys in that?
Right.
No.
Okay, cool. Are you in Upland Resources though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, on Monday, all right. There's the North Lincolnshire Council sort of meeting about the planning application that was turned down. UPL ticker for Upland. And it was a positive line in here. I read it over and over. I didn't get it because it said, this is the wrestle update. This Europa is the operator of this thing. But they say, Upland Resources, let's have a look, 30 July to review the planning application. Now, they also said, Europa have submitted a new planning application to the wrestle field development for North Lincolnshire. And it said below that, the new application has received a recommendation for approval from the North Lincolnshire County Council's Planning Department. Well, hang on. Why are they having a meeting then?
Yeah.
So if that department have recommended it, that you know, have a recommended for approval, why are they having a meeting about it? Just to say, yes, we've approved this, let's have a meeting about it. Yep.
Well, councils do love having meetings. So.
I know. I don't understand. So the North Lincolnshire County Council's Planning Committee will meet. Now, the County Council's Planning Department, so is the department different from the committee?
I don't know.
Mm. Oh, we'll
the committee's in charge of the department.
Yes, we'll have to get the committee in here. Oh, I have to talk to the committee, get the committee in. Right. Is the committee here? Yes, a part of the committee is the planning department. Right, and we have some...
They're Yorkshire, not Welsh.
I have some members, obviously, of the planning department as well, joining the committee and the department. So we've got the members, the department, and the committee. Who else is there? We have colleagues as well from the planning department. So we've got colleagues now, members. We've got the committee, and we've got the department. What are these sections of this planning area? And there's probably four people. You know, that's it. It's good for jobs. The environment thing has been covered off. It's fine. Just get on with it. I like the quote. I won't say who it was, but they said, essentially, they've given planning for this to go ahead, but then it came to the last stage and they stopped it for some reason. And it's like saying, what they've done here, it's like giving planning for a swimming pool, but not allowing you to put water in it. You know? So it's a ridiculous situation. So anyway, so Upland Resources is up on that on Friday, up 4%. And I chatted to Anthony Matchett of EVRH. You all those guys, didn't you?
No.
Good. Those are the ones that Steve, a dirty trader, got away with a small prof. And then he thought, oh, God, I don't... right, okay. Mm. I tell you what's tantalisingly...
What are they at now?
They're at 8.75 pence.
Right.
Well, so they've pulled back a bit. I feel a bit better about that because they were about 11 pence, weren't they?
Yeah.
Steve, you sold at 1.5p.
Yeah, that's not the point, Pete. It went up and it came back down.
Okay. Yeah, they're better now. It's getting closer back to where.
Yeah, they haven't pulled back to 1.5 pence, Steve. Talao Energy, Talu. I spoke to Colm Clunan, who's the finance director on the podcast this week. And do you know what? I'm scratching my head why this isn't higher. Essentially, I don't understand. And it is teetering on that 7 pence level. It keeps getting resistance at, and one time it'll blow through that. So you own Talao, didn't you, Talu? All of you?
Yeah.
That's a goodie. Steve, something like that fella will honestly make it for everything you've lost. One of those things, and also another one that I know you own, Providence Resources, the ship which is called the Stena Icemax Drilling Monster, will be arriving, on location there, Providence, on Monday. So we've got two bits of news there from Upland on Monday and Providence Resources, all in the oil and gas sector. And turn your engine down, Pete. What are you doing? 150 miles an hour?
130.
If you take it down about 40 miles an hour, yeah? And it'd be nice and quiet then.
I'll find a quieter bit of road.
Strat Aero's down on Friday. You know, it's like, isn't it 1.4? It's nuts. 1.4 million market gap. They've raised about 1 million this year in cash.
Yeah.
And they're having revenue of $900,000 this year. And they're looking to break even five times now. The CEO and chairman have said this year they're going to break even this year. So I don't understand why it's so oversold there. That'll bounce, definitely, hopefully. What's happened with BT? It's lingering around. I've got to say, I did buy the wife some BT shares. She did the research, of course. I just helped her facilitate it.
I'm going to ask her about that.
Yeah, I mean, what's not to lose? I mean, a 5% dividend there. I'm trying to get to... I'd say I've smashed my iPhone. Really annoying.
Yeah.
And while I'm talking to you, I'm on eBay trying to buy one, because the one I've got, I've smashed so badly, it doesn't even work. I took it to the... the wife took it to the guy, the mobile phone thing in town, and he looked at it, oof, no. Cannot be fixed by screen repair. That is bent. It's a bit offensive, I thought. I said, all right, man, it doesn't matter. I didn't realise you were prejudiced in this respect. But I thought you'd serve anyone. So at a call of Apple, they said, I suppose £350 to fix that. What? £350? I've only got a couple of months on my contract list. So I went to Vodafone, who my suppliers are. They said, yeah, no, we can't help you in store. You have to call them. I said, I'm going to call them. My phone doesn't work. I said, look, my phone does not work. How do I call them? I said, do you not know anyone with a phone? I said, no. Try as awkward as possible. No, I don't know anyone with a phone. In fact, the people I do know with a phone, I only speak to them via phone. So I can't get in contact with them. So, all right. And then she had a solution to that. She said, go online and there's a live chat option. I thought, all right, she got me there. So, and then she said, yeah, buy one off eBay or somewhere, the person on. So I'm trying to find it. So I bought one off eBay, but I realised I've ordered the wrong phone. I bought an iPhone 6, rather than iPhone 6 Plus, which I'm used to. Have you ever gone from a big phone to a small phone? Or have you ever held someone's phone who's a smaller one than your phone? It's ridiculous, isn't it? They feel tiny, don't they?
Yes.
So what I've done now, though, is I've cancelled it. I've sent a cancel request saying, can I upgrade? I didn't want a 6, I want a 6 Plus. But I've cancelled it, but then now I don't want to cancel it because I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. And then if they cancel it now, I'm in a mess here. I think if I reorder something now, it maybe won't be tomorrow. It'll be another day or another couple of days. And I don't know if you've ever been on a phone for more than 2 days recently. Have you ever had that situation where you haven't had a phone for 2 days?
Yeah, I've been around for about a week. And I went back to a BlackBerry eventually and then had that for a day and then just bite the bullet and went to Apple and just bought another one because I couldn't handle it.
You went back to a BlackBerry?
Yeah.
Why?
That's quite a few steps back.
Yeah, well, I had one in the attic because it was just lingering, so I thought, I can manage with this. Yeah, I couldn't.
You had BlackBerry lingering in your loft?
Yeah.
And you realise you couldn't call anyone anyway, not being able to call anyone or email or text. You think, well, this is the same as not having a phone. So I might as well just get a phone. So, So, Steve, what could you actually do on your BlackBerry? What was the problem with the BlackBerry?
Well, it was just, I just didn't know how to work it, to be honest. It was just, I guess, you know, the iPhone, you could just, you know what you need to do, it just works. And yeah, I just couldn't work out how to do email. The instant web was like using a little joystick pad rather than the touch. It's horrible, horrible thing.
I know, that's why they've gone through. Listen, but why, I don't understand, why were you in that situation where you only had a BlackBerry? What happened to the iPhone?
Oh, I was at a Christmas party and I
drunk
and left my phone in the bar and it got stolen.
Did someone steal it?
Yeah.
That is annoying. And so, but you didn't go on contract, did you? Buy outright, didn't you?
Yeah, I always buy outright.
But didn't you get, what do you call it? Insurance?
No, I just had to go and buy a new one. I just had to bite the bullet. It was about a year old, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay. All right then. Well, there we are. So anyway, yeah. BT, I think it's going to rise, guys. It's going to rise. You know what I'm saying?
What is now?
BT.
Yeah.
God, Peter, where are you now?
Somewhere in, I don't know, Wiltshire.
Where?
Wiltshire.
Wiltshire, isn't that nice? Is Swindon in Wiltshire?
Yeah.
Because when you say Wiltshire, it sounds nice, doesn't it? But when you say Swindon, you think, no. It's almost like it conjures up a nice little place, and then you say Swindon. No, Swindon's not nice, is it? Because Swindon, you know, it's named after Swinetown, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So that's where that's where the pigs come from.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Steve?
I didn't, no. Is that true?
Yeah.
All pigs.
All pigs originally originate from Swindon, Swinetown.
That makes
sense.
I had a girlfriend who lived in, an ex-girlfriend who lived in Swindon.
And did you
true
know,
fact.
He only finished with her when they went to the beach once and he saw her trotters. So, hang on, she's a pig. I'm getting rid of
all
her.
Together.
Yeah. Anyway, lads, listen, I've got to go. I've got to try and sort my iPhone. Peter's on the road. It's, you know, he's mobile on his mobile. I haven't got a mobile, which is annoying. Peter is just showing off because he's super mobile. I'm immobile.
Yeah.
Oh, so what is it tonight then, Pete? Is it a flashy do? What's the do? I mean, with Jeff celebrating the Everest.
No, Jeff's actually having his party tomorrow night. He's having a bit of a do just to celebrate summiting Everest. Why not? Because one of his sponsors was at a brewery. And so he's literally organising a piss up in a brewery this weekend, so...
You can't say that word, Peter. This is a family podcast.
What, brewery?
What you said before that, where you know, the P word, because literally, family sit down, put all the family jumpers on, and run the fireplace and listen to the podcast, right. And now I'm going to have to say, you know, please, I do apologise for that, if you were shocked by that, but the word...
Yes, sorry.
There'll be mothers and fathers outraged by that.
Vickers listen to this as well.
Yeah, they'll be outraged by that now, and they'll make some stern, you know, complaints to the broadcasting industry, and they'll say, we'll never listen to that again, and we'll lose half our listenership just on that word. So, well done, Peter.
People?
What?
Half our listenership?
Yes, half our listeners, our families. Sit down around a fireside. Yes. It's a judge, you know, like a Saturday night TV used to be in the old days, you know? Anyway, the Generation Game and all that. Is Bruce Forsyth dead?
No.
No.
Okay. Well,
anyone else?
No, I reckon I'd be surprised if he's still around when this podcast goes out.
Okay.
I'm looking on social media. He's trending.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's a pity, really, because a legend, isn't he? Really, you know? Do you think?
You don't even know yet.
What? It's there. It says.
Well, he has died.
No, I'm kidding. Right, that's it for the podcast. Thanks, thanks for listening. Be careful, Peter, on the road there, okay? Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Apologise for the odd podcast. It's, you know, I think I'm just lost it because I've got a mobile phone. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. And anyway, okay. I'm going to sit in a room now and have no communication with anyone, all right? Before you go, part of me thinks I may just get rid of the mobile phone altogether and just have to be one of those guys, so, you know, almost legendary status that people say, he doesn't have a mobile phone. He does not have a mobile phone. So you cannot get hold of him. And they go, really? Yeah, he doesn't have a mobile phone. It's odd. Part of me goes through that side of it. And the other side of it is, no, sod that. I need a mobile phone. But what, do you think? Should I go with a mobile phone or not? Or should I try it without one?
Just try about it.
Try without one for 1 year.
I'll try it without one for 1 day. Cool. I've done that.
Okay.
Didn't like it. Cheers. Have a nice weekend, boys. Speak you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.